أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. With regard to this ayat, one more point is that in this ayat it has come that those people who brought iman and the details of that, and whether it was outward iman and in their heart there wasn't anything, the munafiqeen, or those people who brought iman on the anbiya before, or those people who have just entered Islam and the reality of iman has not yet entered them, or the Jews, or the Christians, or the Sabi'een. The Sabi'een, with regard to that, there is quite a bit of detail which is given. Briefly it refers to those people who were the worshippers of the stars. And in there also, there are various groups and a lot of detail in that. It is also, the Sabi'een are those people who believed in Allah Ta'ala, but they did not believe in the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. They thought their belief was that with spirituality a person can make direct contact with Allah without the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. So they felt that we don't need guidance from a Rasul or from any of the kitabs which Allah had revealed. Of course, this is quite clear, it is totally wrong, and a person will be just a slave of his whims and desires if he is not controlled and guided by the teachings of a Nabi and the kitabs which Allah Ta'ala had revealed. According to dictionary meaning, the Sabi'een are those people who have renegated on their religion and they chose a new religion. And therefore, the kuffar of Makkah used to call Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam Na'uzu Billah, and all the Muslims, that they are also Sabi. That is, they have given up the religion of their forefathers. And their religion of their forefathers was to worship the idols, etc. And whoever gave up that religion, they would call them a Sabi. So Sabi, from the time of the Jews and Christians also, those who went out of the beliefs of the Jews and Christians, the correct beliefs at that time. And then they went into other types of beliefs. For example, they believed that the stars, Allah has given the stars power to control over people. And about the stars till today, this fortune telling and looking at your future, they use the stars and the various types of stars. And from that what will be happening to a person, etc. All that is also totally false and wrong, and that is also totally against the teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In short then, this ayat does not mean that the people who are Jews, Christians, who are the Sabi'een, or whoever else, whatever other beliefs they have, that they will also enter into Jannah. It does not mean that at all. Neither does it mean at all that those people who only believe in Allah in the last day, that they will get salvation. It does not mean that at all. The correct meaning of this ayat is that whoever you were, you are Jew, a Christian, a Sabi, Hindu, worshipper of your ancestors, whatever, and whatever wrong you had done, and no matter to what degree that you have done wrong, if you will bring a iman on Allah with all the requisites, you make tawbah of all your wrong beliefs of the past, and you come completely free and you declare, I have nothing to do with those wrong beliefs and practice that I had, and now you bring proper iman on Allah and Allah's Rasul, you do righteous deeds, then Allah's great, great mercy just portrays the great forgiveness of Allah. the great kindness of Allah for all those people. Allah says their reward will be by Allah. And one particular reward will be that they will have no fear upon them, neither will they grieve about anything whatsoever. So this is the ayat which gives us great hope in the mercy of Allah. Not all that wrong meanings that even if you are still a Jew, you're still a Christian, you're going to get salvation. No, not at all. Neither does it mean that only if you believe in Allah in the last day, you're going to get salvation. No. But it means that whoever you are, whatever gunas you committed, your beliefs were totally corrupt, you were committed the worst types of gunas, but now you bring proper iman on Allah and His Rasul, and you come free of all those wrong things. You do righteous deeds, there will be great, great rewards for you. Allah, by Allah, your rewards will be. And what the rewards are by Allah, no person can ever imagine. And one of the particular things that you will be granted now, no fear upon you and no grief of anything. May Allah give us the tawfiq to understand the Quran Sharif properly, to correct our aqaid, our beliefs. And even at this present time, when our iman is being tested so heavily, it is very important that we make sure that we have the correct iman and we do our actions correctly before maut overtakes us and before we go to Allah Ta'ala. Then there are great, great rewards, position for those people by Allah and in Jannah. May Allah guide us to righteousness and save us from all wrong beliefs, wrong ideas, from the modernists, the free thinkers, people who want a watered down Islam, a free, easy type of Islam, our own version of Islam. Allah save us from all that and let us follow the true deen. We have our weaknesses, lot of weaknesses. We admit to that to Allah. We ask Him His forgiveness and we ask Him for His guidance. Wa akhiru da'wana.